Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Telemedicine companies are entities that either directly charge consumers a flat fee around $40 per consultation by media, or contract with employers or insurers to provide the consultations as a covered benefit. But the telemarketing folks emphasize they can't treat serious problems or medical emergencies, and that they complement, not replace, people's relationships with their doctors. Telemedicine doctors don't prescribe narcotics or other controlled substances or lifestyle drugs such as Viagra. The Texas Medical Board has voted to severely restrict telemedicine in Texas over objections of the telemedicine industry reps, who say the new rules will reduce access to medical care at a time of increasing state and national demand. New Obamacare and immigrant usage is straining the present medical system, where the number of MDs and DO physicians is declining rapidly. The Texas board already required doctors to establish a relationship with patients before giving a diagnosis or prescribing drugs. But it has now changed its rules, wherein questions and answers exchanged through email, electronic text, or chat, or telephonic evaluation of or consultation with a patient are inadequate to establish a doctor-patient relationship. The move significantly tightens rules that already preclude video consultations, except under a very narrow set of circumstances. The Texas ruling is curious at a time when physicians are retiring in record levels. The board ruling would seem to exacerbate the usage of PAs and nurses even more under a supervising MD or DO. Are the doctors actually seeing the patients now, or often just authorizing actions by PAs and nurses in most clinic patient visits? Many doctors, to avoid clinic reporting and liability requirements, are just getting out of the individual doctor-clinic business and are joining supervisory clinics that provide approval reporting and compliance needs. While specifically targeting one-on-one medical advice by telemedicine transmission, does this Texas Medical Board have the authority to broaden that interpretation to other media health advice formats? When we have only a few hundred doctors left practicing, will they have to see the millions of new Obamacare patients and immigrants, or will they admit the present system is unworkable in the future and look to the new technological abilities to provide, sadly, minimal health services? Was I dreaming, or do I actually remember Dr. Frank Griffin coming to my home on Lincoln Drive in Liberty, Texas, when I was a child and he attended to my medical needs with asthma? Is house call a real word? Why are we going 100 miles an hour backing up on personal health care? Those dreaded words as you open the door, quote, "I'm here from the government. I'm here to help," unquote. Personally, I'd rather once again see a doctor at the door. Now that is a dream. Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com.
A winner in sports must be in peak condition. For you to be a winner in health, your immune response has to be in peak condition too. When you don't eat right or exercise enough and stay stressed from money, family, job, or a thousand other things, you need NSC Immunition Beta-Glucan. Remember, when you can't, Beta-Glucan. The original and best is U.S. patented and medical school researched NSC Immunition Glucan. Be a winner with NSC Immunition Glucan. Call 888-541-3997 today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Being in end times with war, plagues, fires, earthquakes, and challenges to Christians worldwide can create huge stress. Stress can make you sick if you don't claim the peace of Christ and ask for calm through the Holy Spirit. Do it. Now go in good faith. And remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can't.